The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 30th of October, 2018. Now, I usually don't start a program out like this, but I have just learned some things recently that I feel that you should be made aware of. Steve Elkins, you know Steve. He does a show on the network on Sundays. He does a show with me on Mondays. He was just on yesterday. I hope he doesn't get angry because I'm blowing the whistle here, but his dad is in poor health. He's actually dying, 94 years old. Advanced, I guess you could call it dementia or Alzheimer's. He can't talk, he can't walk. The other day, I guess he was drinking something through a straw, got into his lungs, caused lung infection. He's got pneumonia now. He's not, in my estimation, not long for the planet. And also, I learned today, Steve Elkins has skin cell melanoma, small melanoma, carcinoma, whatever, it's skin cancer. So he got that diagnosis today, and he's going to have to go through a procedure. If you all would, and I would greatly appreciate if you would, send him an email. Mike, do you have his email handy? I'm just firing up my computer. I was a little distracted before I got on air today here. And we'll get back on track here. In the meantime. Hold on. I don't have my computer screen fired up yet. Hang on one second. Off the beaten path. Off the beaten path, Steve at gmail.com. There we go. All right. Off the beaten path, Steve at gmail.com. And I know what it's like to go. He's never lost anybody except in the performance of his job. But that's a little different situation. These are patients in hospital. This is personal. He's never lost anybody before. So if you would, send them an email. Everybody needs a little lift every now and again. Okay. And Mike, if I click on the caller screen, since you guys have flipped this over, is this supposed to pop up on my other screen here? Oh, there it is. Oh, wonderful. Something worked today. There it is. Okay. Yeah, that's off the beaten path, Steve at gmail.com. I got an email. I'm waiting for my page to open up here. There it is. There has been somebody sent me this email, and I had to fact check this one. Now, we all know who Caesar Sayoc is. Now, Caesar's the guy that male stripper, DJ, nightclub DJ guy. Very fascinating. Mike, what popped up here is just the header. There's no story here. Did it go through? Well, evidently, see if you can get it up there. Evidently, guess who two people have been recently in the headlines worked at the same strip club? Well, Caesar Sayoc, which, by the way, he was homeless, living in his van, going to a workout place, always parking his van far away from the nightclub or the place he was using for showers. It was a facility I guess he had a membership to. Nobody ever saw him working out in it. They all just saw him in the shower taking extra long showers. Well, guess who else worked at that same strip club? Stormy Daniels. Now, folks, there are things that are coincidental, and then there's things that are too much of a coinkydink. I think that is one of them. And as soon as we can get that story up, we will present that. So, what goes on? Well, we're not done with Strayok here. Well, kind of, sort of, because he is in custody. I don't know how he's going to be charged with sending bombs through the mail that, well, really weren't bombs. They were a crazy collection of kind of looked like it, but really is not functional. The only thing tantamount, the only comparison I can think of, let me just put it to you this way, is somebody that has a toy gun and threatens to shoot somebody with a toy gun. Now, that person might for a moment believe that they're going to get shot, but when it's discovered it's a toy gun, was that actually attempted murder or a threat of murder? Now, Jeff Zucker can be believed, which this is CNN, folks, the Communist News Network. People years ago called it Chicken Noodle News. They had other acronyms. And I said, no. It's the Communist News Network. Just stick with that and you'll be fine. They reported they received another pipe bomb, which, like the previous ones described, almost certainly isn't a bomb at all, but a pile of odds and ends made to resemble a pipe bomb. Now, the corporate media insist this is some sort of copycat incident. Obviously, Caesar Sayoc isn't responsible. He's arrested last week and faces arraignment later today for mailing with uncanceled stamps. By the way, that has been verified. The previous assemblages of junk described as IEDs by the media, and that was a term used to describe terrorist explosive devices. That sort actually explode and kill people, by the way. I believe this latest pipe bomb was sent by the same people who sent the previous non-bombs. And it wasn't Caesar Sayoc, who was little more than a dim-witted patsy. This entire event is an orchestrated act of political theater designed to stampede ill-informed and propagandized American into the polls, where they will vote for Democrats on the first Tuesday in November, which is coming up in just a few days, isn't it? This entire affair is reminiscent of Operation Gladio and its strategy of tension. That is to say, orchestrating terror attacks to realize a political objective by manipulating the public with fear and trepidation. You had to attack civilians, the people, women, children, innocent people, unknown people, far removed from any political game. Admitted Vincenzo Vigorera, a figure connected to the Gladio terror operation in Italy, the reason was quite simple. They were supposed to force these people, the Italian public, to turn to the state to ask for greater security. The CNN Democrat fake bombs are also being used for political purposes. The cartoony stripper and con man Caesar Sayoc, with his farcical Trump regalia emblazoned on his van, is a classic patsy. And his role is presumably, like the Red Brigades in Germany, a creation of the state and its intelligence services. In Italy, it was the work of the military secret service, the Servizio Informazioni, and I can't pronounce the last word, excuse me, I don't speak Italian, collaborating with Odin Nuvero, that being the fascist group, you know, the fascist group of the day. Now, it's well known that the FBI specializes in patsy terror operations, using informants and provocateurs to keep the forever war on terror moving forward to its ultimate destination, an all-encompassing police and surveillance state, the primary objective being the destruction of any political competition. Now, this charade of non-bombs and hyperbolic corporate media headlines will slide right into the election. And I'm not sure if it will be effective. Millions of Americans are fed up with the government. That's why they naively voted for the poser Donald Trump. Now, let me say that this story was written by Kurt Nimmo. Kurt obviously believes that Donald Trump is the poser. Now, no doubt many will accept this latest theatrical stunt as legitimate despite its glaring inconsistencies and, quite frankly, stupidity. Less Americans are swayed by the state propaganda than they were two decades ago. However, there remains a significant degree of ignorance within the public at large on political and historic issues. That's a mouthful. That is absolutely true. Due primarily to public education and ceaseless media propaganda, which is also interspersed and inserted, by the way, in your entertainment. But doesn't matter. The war party remains in control no matter who gets elected to an increasingly irrelevant Congress. The fight between the Democrats and the Republicans, increasingly frenzied and downright vile and uncivilized, is nothing but an absurd political cabaret designed to foment discord and violence, behavior that can be exploited by the state, and a absolutely, hands down, folks, classic Hegelian dialectic. Now, we've got that little problem of 11 people up in Pittsburgh being shot. And yesterday, I made people aware of the story that came out in January that this very same synagogue was under drills for just exactly the scenario that was played out there. Now, Here's the catch with this one, and this came from Fox News. Pittsburgh synagogue shooter tended to by Jewish doctors and nurses. Now, this is the official version. And the story is as follows. See if you can pick out the glaring red flag being waved here. Jewish doctors and nurses at Allegheny General Hospital in Pittsburgh put their personal feelings aside to help save the life of a man who allegedly claimed he wanted to kill all Jews as he opened fire at the synagogue and murdered 11 worshipers. Robert Bowers was shot multiple times himself and taken to the Allegheny General Hospital. In addition to killing 8 men and 3 women, he wounded 6 other people, including 4 police officers, before surrendering. At least they didn't kill him. This ought to be a fun trial to watch. Oh, that's right, you don't get to watch it. He was taken to my hospital, and he's shouting, "I want to kill all the Jews." Dr. Jeffrey Cohen, president of the Allegheny General Hospital and a member of the Tree of Life Synagogue. He told ABC the first 3 people who took care of him were Jewish. Another nurse, whose father is a rabbi, came in from a mass casualty drill and took care of this gentleman. Stop the presses. Another nurse, whose father is a rabbi, came in from a mass casualty drill and took care of this gentleman. So that would mean that she came in. They don't say where she came from, except that it's a mass casualty drill on the very same day that this evidently real drill took place at the Tree of Life Synagogue. Cohen was one of the first people on the scene. He lives in the neighborhood and heard gunfire from his house. I was standing there. You could start hearing very quickly what was going on. Just like the first responders who rushed into danger, Cohen credits his doctors, nurses, and staffs for stepping it up. We're here to take care of sick people. We're not here to judge you. We're not here to ask, do you have health insurance? We're just here to take care of people who need our help. Cohen says he and Bowers had a brief conversation at the hospital when I stopped in. I asked him how he was doing. Was he in pain? And he said no, he was fine. Cohen said Bowers then asked him who he was. Cohen's response, I said, I'm Dr. Cohen, president of the hospital. Then I turned around and left. The FBI agent who was guarding him said, I don't know if I could have done that. And I said, if you were in my shoes, I'm sure you could. Now, Bowers was discharged from the hospital Monday morning and arrived at a federal courthouse in downtown Pittsburgh around noon. Faces 11 counts of criminal homicide, 6 counts of aggravated assault, and 13 counts of ethnic intimidation, in addition to federal counts that include weapons offenses and hate crime charges. Federal prosecutors are expected to seek the death penalty against him. Well, I can believe that he's going to face 11 counts of criminal homicide, 6 counts of aggravated assault, and 13 counts of ethnic, well, I don't know about the ethnic intimidation, because that ties in with the hate crime charges. And I will say this again, for anything that any individual does to any person or any group of people should be handled with the charges that are available on the book. There's a plethora of them. Murder, absolutely. Premeditated, I would certainly say that. Would this conceivably, more than likely, probably 99% sure that this will carry at least life imprisonment? Yeah, I would think so. They're looking at the possibility of the death penalty. Now, I said yesterday, kind of tongue-in-cheek, about, you know, if this guy was really serious, he needs to kill all the Jews, could have went over to Israel, a pocket full of money, probably made some deals with some IDF soldiers over there, got all the ammunition he needed, and then just went on a killing spree and killing Jews anywhere he pointed a weapon. Guess what? You'd be killing a Jew. And how I know this is false flag operations, and I will relay this story to you once again. Back in the 90s, when militias were forming, to the man, each individual was told, this is not about race, don't you make it about anything, this is a self defense position that all the militias are to take in this country. You know, if you get pulled over one night for speeding and you happen to have your AK there and you just happen to be out of the range and you just don't like the way the cop looked at you, yeah, you get the idea. No incidents of violence, nobody stepped out of line, everybody understood their role. This was a self-defense militia that was standing just in case it was needed. At that time, ladies and gentlemen, pretty much everybody was convinced in this country, the NRA, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms, whether it was the NRA, whether it was Larry Pratt's group, it didn't matter. Everybody believed that there was going to be a mass push on gun confiscation. Now, how do we know that? Well, let's check the history bin here. Look at the world. What did they do in Australia? What did they do in England? What have they done in Canada? What have they done all over the planet? For the reasons that we can't trust people with these evil firearms, we've got to take them away from you. Well, ironically, the founders of this country understood the full meaning of self-protection. Ergo, the Second Amendment to our Constitution, to keep and bear arms. That militia that they talk about, that's the citizen militia. This is not the one run by the government and organized by the government. This is the unorganized militia. This is why I personally never got any crap, because we were too busy lining people up, getting them trained, doing everything else. We had gone through this before. Now, more on this when we get back, folks. I'm going to ask for calm today. I'm being extra calm today, can you tell? Let's take this 3-minute break. We'll be back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So here we are, 5,000 troops heading to our border. They're going to be armed, but they're told they can't use the arms unless they're attacked. Now there's a second group forming to bust the gates, and this group that's forming up, I guess, in Honduras right now is just chock full of bad guys, because they're pretty much getting the idea that, hey, we're just going to storm the Bastille. We're just going to crash the gates. Now, we saw what the Mexican government did with the more peaceful ones that literally crashed their border, knocked down chain-link fences, the police couldn't stop them, and now here comes the batter of the bad guys, I guess you could say. And what are they going to do about that? Now, this 35-year program that we've had in this country of, if you're in the country and you say the magic word, asylum, boom, that's when you're given the court date and A year or two out, you get to go to court and plead your case in front of a judge to determine whether you can stay in the country or not. That is the old Monopoly get-out-of-jail-free card, and you don't redeem it, you don't collect your $200, and you don't pass go, you just disappear. Running all over the streets of America, doing God knows what. So, we've got a problem here, and isn't this interesting and significant? That we have the crazed strip club guy that just happened to be at the same club as Stormy Daniels. We have this shooting, and I did the story yesterday. Back in January, they did an active shooter drill at the very same church that the other day 11 people were killed in. Do you think this is a coincidence? I think not. Now, I don't know what this is designed to do, because CNN tried to actually, and I saw the exchange between Sarah, the spokesperson, the press person for Donald Trump. I saw her yesterday going round and round with Mr. Acosta from the Communist Network News. And it was a very interesting exchange. She allowed three questions from this guy. And the deal is that they're trying to peg these actions on Donald Trump. Wow. Let me see. We went through a year and a half, almost 2 years of Russian collusion. The information has come out who exactly supplied the information on thumb drive about the DNC. And that was Seth Rich, and he was rewarded with three bullets in the back. Dead men tell no tales, folks. Now, if there is a possibility that we have thinking individuals that still have cognitive thought process in this country, they can actually sit down for a while and think this one through. If it turns out that the Democrats... Oh, by the way, before I forget this, Vice President Pence said that he talked to the President of Honduras, and the President of Honduras assured him that it was being funded by Venezuela. And there were other political... groups involved, democratic groups involved. Now, if this is true, that maybe Venezuela was the funneler of the money was coming from whom, my bet would be on George Soros. So the people that obviously don't listen to this network because they're too busy with the snowflakes and their own delusions, trying to prop up their own lives and the reason why they hate Donald Trump, they only would have been good, peaceful, quiet Americans if Hillary the Communist Clinton got, and gosh, there's a whole bunch of tags that I could assign to that name and their activities. Between her and her husband, Bill, they've done enough crimes, and I will posit enough murders of people that they should be going to jail for 30 generations. But they're out there walking and talking like nothing's ever gone wrong. When is the file going to be really opened up going back to Mena, Arkansas on Bill and Hillary Clinton? It has been covered up and hushed up, even up to and including the right-in-your-face Clinton Foundation and all the skullduggery, law-breaking, and everything else involved with that. How much longer must this circus continue? You might be seeing the beginning of the social end in this country, ladies and gentlemen.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Just out there taking care of business. So yesterday, I didn't get to cover this one. 4 shots fired into a Florida GOP headquarters. Police in South Daytona, Florida, are investigating after someone fired full bullets through windows at the Valencia County Republican headquarters. And this was just an office rented out on a strip mall, folks. According to local ABC affiliate WFTV9, nobody was injured in the incident. The Daytona Beach Journal put in a paper that shattered glass and falling campaign poster littered the sidewalk outside the Republican Party headquarters. Inside, volunteers poured into bullets and bullet holes in the walls and the ceilings. We have never had any kind of vandalism before at the Republican headquarters, Tony Ledbetter, the chairman of the Volusia County Republican Party, said in an email Monday morning. It's a small strip center and no other business was vandalized, so it was obviously politically motivated. Politically motivated? Ledbetter tells the News Journal that he was the last person to leave the GOP headquarters on Sunday at 4 p.m. while employees at nearby businesses, including a e-cigarette store, a restaurant, and a massage parlor, had closed by 10 p.m. Nobody heard the shots fired. South Daytona police captain Mark Cheatham said, "We are working to see if we can get video from nearby businesses, but so far we have no witnesses." The shooting follows a spate of suspected explosive devices. Here you go. Here's your tie-in. Devices sent from South Florida man to several prominent Democrats, as well as Saturday massacre at a Pittsburgh synagogue in which 11 people were killed and 6 injured, including police officers. We all got to tie this together. Folks, what a load of stuff. This is so rife with doesn't make any sense, but here again, I think the powers that be, the deep state or the puppets, as I refer to them, the sock puppets, the actors that are pulling all this stuff off, at whose direction? At whose direction? This doesn't happen without organization, without ideas being laid out, groups being formed, plans being made, and then executed. And the strange part about this is that, okay, so we went with 2 years of Donald Trump in collusion. I just heard this last week. Mr. Beto, and I hasten to even use the word Mr., referred to in one of his campaign stumps down here in Texas to the collusion Donald Trump and Russia. This was a week ago. So with the news media not supporting the facts as they are, I guess he's banking on delusional Democrats running around going, yes, we're going to vote for Beto because Ted Cruz is an evil guy. Well, I'll be honest with you folks. My idea of Mr. Cruz is he's less than a sleazy politician because he's so well polished. He's so well controlled. But I trust this guy as far as I can pick up Sanibel Island and throw it to Cuba. If you don't know where that's at, that's down there in near Fort Myers, Florida. Thank you very much. Okay, Fred, hit me. I know it's coming.
John.
Yes.
Seth Rich, an honorable Hebrew American man, and there were 4 others or 5 others within 4 weeks that were murdered, all of whom were involved in serving legal papers for prosecution for, vote rigging in 2016, including Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Hillary Hilda Beast Clintonista and all the rest. So, obviously, there's been no pursuit of justice in any of those cases. That's totally ditched, jettisoned. Back in July, according to Tucker Carlson, I didn't hear this anywhere else except Brendan O'Connell when he did a solo presentation, 21 July, on the AmericanAwakening.org. It's called "The Chinese Communists Have Taken Over America." Well, he goes through not only a whole array of articles. There's like 500 total articles, including the preeminent journals from Israel, Jerusalem Post, Times of Israel, Haaretz, and they cite these articles in another website called military.com, where all of our high-tech civilian and military technology has been hijacked to Israel, and they are then supplying communist China, Russia. All of our enemies are being created, equipped by Israel. And in that broadcast, Tucker Carlson said, and this is after the Helsinki, remember that Helsinki meeting between Trump and Putin? So some U.S. congressman from Tennessee was calling for a military coup on Trump. A military coup? A U.S. congressman from Tennessee. Now, the event at the Tree of Life Synagogue Brother Robert on Sunday night did an absolutely stellar expose. Lackawanna County, 288 miles separation from Tree of Life, a simultaneous drill, active shooter drill, Lackawanna County, Pennsylvania.
Well, and hold on, Fred. You heard me do the story yesterday that an active shooter drill actually took place at the Tree of Life back on January, I believe, 18th of this year.
Yeah, yep. You said that again today.
And the nurse that came in, she was coming in from an active shooter drill on the very same day that this happens at the Tree of Life Synagogue.
That was Lackawanna County, Pennsylvania.
No, it couldn't have been that far away because you said it was how many miles?
Well, according to Robert, if I remember, now I might be wrong, and it might have been only 88 miles away.
Well, I was born 35 miles east of Pittsburgh, and Lackawanna does not sound familiar to me. That's why I'm saying.
I know. Well, I thought it was, well, anyway, it was something 88. Brother Robert had it. I don't think he was in error. But here's the other thing. All of the police communications during that event described the shooter as the actor, not the shooter, the actor. So I'm thinking, okay, yeah, that's consistent with the Talmud by way of deception. That's the Israeli Mossad.
You know, it's funny you should mention that because what I've been hearing, and this is meant to be, now's the time for all the good Judeo-Christians to get together with those of the Jewish faith in this country and all get together and sing Kumbaya, and let's all come together. Now, what I've heard mentioned several times in the last couple of days is the good Torah-believing Jews. I have not heard from the good Talmud-believing Jews. That has been totally left out. And here's the thing, Fred, and this has been discussed for years and years and years. What's really in the Talmud? You know, you're not supposed to know that because if you're not a pure dyed-in-the-wool supposed Hebrew, you don't have access to the volumes of the Talmud, which I think there is, what, 18?
John, if any Jew of whatever sect teaches, instructs a goyim on the Talmud, the goyim deserves death.
Yeah. Well, and in the little Mystery Babylon collection there, you're not supposed to know. You always hear about Islam and how it's supposed to be the faith of peace and this, that, and it's all constructed to, you know, to be murderous and eliminate those. Well, we have the Israelis that believe that they're at the top of the food chain in humanity, and they're preferred by God, and everybody else is less than what?
Oh, John, you got to do this, all right? O'Connell does. He did one on the 11th of October. It's called How Israel Rules Barbarians Inside the Gate, and it starts off by actually showing Genesis 49:9. Man, I don't have it memorized. But you got to read it, bro, because it lays it out there scripturally exactly the Talmudic incentive, motivation, inspiration from Genesis 49:9. I mean, it is freaking bizarre. Yeah. And you're right, man. I mean, O'Connell gets into it big time, and he cites others like Dr. David Duke, and Duke gets into it. He quotes, as does Tex Mars, Holy Serpent of the Jews. That's why it was banned by Jeffy Boy Beisel's Talmudic scum, Jew boy.
Okay, wait a minute. Forget all the name throwing, because you know what? That's what the other side does. And okay. Fred, seriously, right. It doesn't right. speak well. You know, we can have an adult conversation without using the same tactics that the evil ones use. By name right, calling. Right. This is designed.
I won't do that.
Okay, now hold on. And I want people to understand what goes on here and how words to these people are very important. See, you can't be derogatory toward the Jews I saw Alan Dershowitz the other day on Fox News gestating wildly. He started with the anti-Semite thing, and then he changed up and switched gears. He went to the anti-Zionists that are out there. Now, you're just supposed to believe Alan Dershowitz. You're supposed to go to sleep. You're not supposed to do your own studies. And this is a situation that you utter a word and then you're immediately shut down. People have been programmed to immediately shut off any incoming information after the word is spoken. You are to naturally, because you've been programmed that way, to reject whatever you hear afterwards. This is why, Fred, I implore you, when you are doing descriptions, leave out, you know, I say things on the air, on the air every once in a while in a derogatory manner because I'm really talking about derogatory people, but you have this tendency to string them all together. So I'm just cautioning you, okay?
I know.
All right.
Hey, John, I got the rabbis that David Duke cites and Brennan O'Connell say, these are the preeminent foremost rabbis in Israel. Rabbi Yosef Ginsburg, et cetera, they're even quoted in the New York Times, and they say that we the Goy, or the Goyim, we exist according to their Talmud, and it's a 12-volume encyclopedia set. We exist only for their benefit, like donkeys, beasts of burdens. If they want our organs, yes, they can kill us and harvest our organs. And isn't it coincidental that there's an international organ harvesting industry headquartered in Tel Aviv?
And Fred, this might sound kind of flip or maybe naive to some people, but let me go back to the problem that we're having. We're having people with too much power, too much money, and obviously too much time on their hands when they're not trying to overthrow and balkanize and multiculturalize countries, including this one.
Yep.
Now,
yep.
I'm a little taken aback here because a Torah-believing Jew, if you were to say these things to a Torah-believing Jew, that they would think that you're the spawn of Satan.
Yeah.
Because they don't know the Talmud. They have not studied it. And I'm cautioning people because I myself, I'm not in defense of Judaism here or anything else, but I'm here to state firsthand by personal experience that I have met many Jews that I call friends.
Yes.
But they are the more Torah-believing, peaceful. They're not there to overthrow. They're not involved in Democrat takeovers or underhanded stuff. They just want to live the quiet life, reap the benefits and the fruits that this country bears along with the rest of us.
Yep.
So, I just want to let listeners know we have a problem here, and it's been marching under the Jewish flag, and everything's Jewish when everything is not. If the more liberal Jews in this country, which most Jews are, I'm sorry to say, but that is a fact, they might be liberal in their outlook, but they're not there to undermine the country that they're in. But we have the Zionists out there, their political movements and machinations. Did I say that word right? I had somebody correct me the other day. And, you know, this is what we will not talk about. But I'm here. The same thing that I said to the ADL, Abram Foxman, years ago, when he decided he was going to write articles about the militia in this country, bring my name up, speak disparagingly. I called him up. I talked to him in his office. There was no secretary. The call went right through to him. Had about a 15-20 minute conversation with him. And he said, look, if you think I'm going to stop writing about you, you're nuts. I said, no. I said, Mr. Foxman, and I addressed him politely. I said, no, Mr. Foxman, no, that's not the point of this call. I'm not here to threaten you with suit using my name or defamation or anything else. I said, I really don't care if you use my name, but just use the network so the Jews can come to the network and hear the difference between Judaism, this thing that's been morphed over the years, and Zionism, and what's really going on. I said, I want to educate the Jews. I don't want to condemn them. I don't want to burn them on a cross. I don't want to shoot them. I don't want to deport them. I want them to be educated.
Mm-hmm.
The man was taken aback, and the man never wrote another word about me. because he knew here was one that could see, that actually wanted to bring light to the situation. But that's not what's going on right now. All right, John,
Michael Hoffman. Michael Hoffman, he was from an Orthodox Hebrew family, Brooklyn, New York. He wrote the books Judaism Discovered, Judaism Strange Gods.
Yeah.
People in the audience need to check him out on YouTube. It's all there, man.
He's gone now, and he and I were good friends.
Michael Hoffman is dead?
I believe he is.
Wait
a minute. No. I didn't get much sleep last night. My mistake. It's the gentleman that did all the stuff on Agenda 21. That's the guy that passed away. He did a radio show with me, I think, a month or two before he passed on. Correction. Sorry, Fred.
All right, man.
All right.
Thanks.
All right.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yeah, my bad, folks. Actually, I was thinking of Michael Kaufman, not Michael Hoffman. Sorry about that, Fred. Daniel in British Columbia. Hello, Daniel.
Hello. This Caesar PSYOP guy. Just a couple of weird questions. I know this would have been all talking about if it wasn't for the synagogue thing. It's interesting how the fingerprint that they caught was on the package that was mailed all the way to California. and all the other packages were found like in mail sorting facilities. I just thought that was a little strange because I know I've bought things from Florida, and they take forever. But if I order something from California, it comes up in 2 days. So he must have timed these to all come at the same time and took that extra risk, you know, being seen at different post offices and so forth. You know, if it was me, I would have been trying to mail these at different places all over Miami at different post offices and just get it over with. But this guy must have held back a few for the first ones to show up at Maxine Waters' office.
But there's obviously holes in this story, and what troubles me is if you are going to do a mail bombing campaign, that you would do this and you would be shipping off bombs that absolutely you couldn't get them to explode if you wanted them. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see the federal charges on Sayoc and how they're going to charge him for mailing bombs that weren't bombs.
That's
so true. I'm looking at this and I'm going, no, there's something very, very wrong here. And then we find out, and Daniel, I'm going to follow up here with the story. We finally got it posted up about Stormy Daniels, which wasn't her real name. That was her stage name. Her real name was Stacy Sackle. And she just happened to be at the same strip club that this guy, Sayoc, was working at. Now, what this tells me is there's intelligentsia's fingerprints all over this thing, a false flag.
Yeah, it looks that way.
Yeah, it does.
There's other questions I have, like this guy's living in his van, but apparently he's got money for, you know, mailing stuff, making all this stuff, and going to Trump rallies. You know, that's, you know, you got to, you know,
well,
he's seen at about three of them.
Yeah, and again, you know, this is something that a sane person, and of course it's easy to say that this guy was nuts, Caesar was nuts. You know, he was off balance, he was this, he was that, he was the other. This doesn't add up to me, and this looks like political sabotage right from the word go. Now, I think there was a little backup plan here, and this is just my opinion, but I think the backup plan was the shooting in Pittsburgh. If this didn't have its desired effect with all the holes in the story, well, then let's just do the follow-up. Let's do another October surprise for you. If that didn't convince you, let's try doing this.
Yeah, and they're blaming Trump for both of these things, even though that shooting, the guy was, you know, he hated Trump, but they're still blaming him.
Well, yeah.
And they're stretching the funerals out. Jews usually get buried the next before sundown the next day. So they on purpose let these people,
what we have to do is do the candlelight vigils all across America to, you know, really get behind this thing. And this is all designed to put anti-Semitism down, the very people that we cannot have an open and adult, fact-filled conversation about. Daniel?
Yeah, and now it goes after people with tendencies to, you know, look at this BDS movement.
Yeah.
That's who got targeted there.
Yeah. All right, Daniel, got to run. Thanks for your call. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.